It's the 27th of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Two people were injured yesterday at a newsagent's in Dunstable following an explosion. Beds Police and Beds Fire and Rescue were called to Queensway News on North High Street in Dunstable around 11 a.m. The cause of the blast, which blew out the store's windows, was thought to be an electrical fan which caught fire and ignited lighter fuel cans stored close by. As a precaution, area buildings and shops were evacuated and temporarily closed to the public. Two people with flash burns and other minor injuries were taken to the hospital. A fire investigation will provide further details regarding the incident. The colourful elephant figures present since the 10th of July in and around Luton will be collected and auctioned on the 11th of November to benefit Keech Cottage Hospice. For more information on their final exhibition and auction, check the Big Trunk Trail website. The House of Industry Estate, a charitable trust, has awarded Samsung's Academy with a £5,000 grant. The Academy serves those with an economic need by providing programmes and assistance. The Bedford-based charity originally made the request to gain help in the purchase of office equipment. The grant was awarded when the Trust recognised the organisation's effective role in crime prevention among at-risk young people. Beds Police are returning to the Academy for social media to provide officers with the technological tools necessary to keep the public informed with patrol and crime updates using social media. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.